you for coming. And the Lord bless you indeed. We're in the book of Micah this evening, please. Micah on chapter 7. And we're reading from the verse number 18. Micah chapter 7 and verse 18. Still hear the pages turning. You take your time. You find the place. That's what the Savior did when he spoke in the synagogue in Nazareth. He found the place. Now, if you found the place, we will read from Micah chapter 7 and verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from days of old. And God will bless to our hearts that reading from his own precious word for his dear name's sake. I want to speak to you this evening on pardon. God's pardon. What does it mean to know the forgiveness of sins? It is one of the greatest blessings that any man or woman or young person can enjoy. One of the greatest joys and blessings of God's salvation is that of pardon, the forgiveness of sins. The first blessing needed by the sinner. And it's the first blessing offered in the gospel. Pardon, full and free, is offered to every guilty soul who sincerely turns in repentance and saving faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. God has marked and measured sin and punished sin in the person of his Son. He has accepted his finished work on behalf of the believing sinner. And now God himself, well, what he does, he presents his full and free pardon to all through his risen Son. Be it known unto you, therefore, that through this man, our Lord Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Have you been to Calvary for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Can you read your title clear just now to a mansion in the sky? Are you rejoicing in the knowledge of sins forgiven because you're rejoicing in the God that pardoneth iniquity? And I want to look at that word pardon with you. First of all, may I say this, that God's pardon is a purchased pardon. It has been purchased by the precious shed blood of the Lamb. All the wealth of the world could not purchase this pardon. No penitence, no reformation, no remorse, no sorrow can ever put away one sin. No penances, no pains, no prayers can merit it. None can by any means give to God a ransom For the redemption of the soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. But what no one else could do, thank God our Lord Jesus Christ has done, and that once and for all. He came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to die for the ungodly. He came to save sinners. He came to give himself a ransom for all. The great army of the redeemed, both in heaven and on earth, can rejoice in this blessed fact, that the precious blood of Christ cleanseth us from all sin, and that God's forgiving grace is measureless and free. Pardon for every believer is through the precious shed blood of Christ. I'm saved over 50 years, and I used to be a member in Lurgan Baptist Church, and I grew up there under the ministry of the late Pastor Mullen. And there was an old elder in the assembly at that time. His name was Bob Minnis. He was a godly, gracious gentleman and a wonderful preacher and teacher of the Word of God. When he heard that I was going out preaching here and there, he came to me on one occasion and he said this, "Graham, always remember this, son." He could call me that in those days. He said, "Always remember this, that whenever you speak about the blood of Christ, always remember to call it precious blood. Precious blood of worth untold." And those of us who have been to Calvary for the cleansing power, we are washed in the precious blood of Christ of worth untold. No one could ever put a value on that. You see, God's pardon is a purchased pardon. Secondly, God's pardon is a plentiful pardon. Or if you like, it's an abundant pardon. God's sure promise in his word is that he will abundantly pardon. Speaking through the prophet Isaiah, he said this, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near." Because you might not always get the opportunity to call upon his name. Death, sometimes it comes suddenly, it comes quickly, and it comes without a moment's notice. And then eternity. And you're too late to seek the Lord. But here's the cry. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him turn unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God. Oh, listen to it, friends. For he will abundantly pardon. I care not what your sins are in the sight of a holy God just now. Friend, they might be mountain high. As you look back over your life, there may have been sins that you have committed in your life of which you are now ashamed. And if they were written on the wall behind you, you would hang your head in shame. You wouldn't want to be here. But thank God, no matter how far we have sinned and got away from God, our God sent. He will abundantly pardon the sinner that comes to him through Christ. You see, it's the way of the cross leads home. And there's no other way but this. The gates of light you will ne'er gain sight if the way of the cross you miss. Thank God.
Multitudes have lived and died forgiven. This pardon is for all our sins, and it's for every believer. For to him, to Christ, gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth on him shall receive the remission of sins.
Have you been to Calvary? Have you come and trusted Christ?
Through him, can you truly say that I have received the remission of sins?
Do you possess eternal life? Have you got peace with God? Have you got the prospect of eternity in heaven? Do you know that it is well? It is well with your soul. What a great throng there is in heaven who are purified and pardoned by the blood of the Lamb. And they're singing unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own precious, precious blood. There's not a discordant note amongst that throng. Their message is unto one person, and that one person is God's Son, our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for the ungodly, who died for sinners, who died to make a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. It's Calvary's cross is where you begin when you come as a sinner to Jesus, and blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are covered. Thank God this evening for the remission of sins. Thank God for pardon. And it's freely offered through the good news of the gospel to you this evening. If you're in this meeting and you're still dead in trespasses and sins, you're still travelling a broad road going down to destruction, in love and grace and mercy, I implore you to look away to Calvary's cross. Look unto him that loved you and gave himself for you, and come as a repentant sinner and cry, Lord Jesus, save me, a sinner. And at that blessed moment, I tell you, you'll pass out of death into life, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, a new creation in Christ. All things will have passed away, and behold, all things become new, and God will give you the assurance in your heart and soul that you're ready to meet him, and that there is therefore now no condemnation to them, but only to them that are in Christ Jesus. God's pardon. It's a purchased pardon. It's a plentiful pardon. It's an abundant pardon. God doesn't give by half measure. He opens the windows of heaven and he pours it out a blessing, pressed down and flowing over. It's an abundant pardon. But more than that, thank God, it's a perfect pardon. It is a righteous pardon. The question is asked by the preacher of Ecclesiastes. How can a man be just with God? Can you tell me how a man can be just with God? I would love to know. I would love to know how a man can become right with God through his own works, by his own way, by his own deeds, by his own doing. I would love to know. Because this old book tells me that by the deeds of the law there shall be no flesh justified in God's sight. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. And listen to it, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Apostle Paul had a great desire that when he left these things of time and went out to meet his God, he would stand before God, not in the robes of his own self-righteousness, which was by the law, but in the robes of God's righteousness through faith in Christ. And that's the way I want to stand. That's the way I want to meet my God. Clothed in the righteousness of God through faith in the Savior. And this righteousness of God, it's unto all and it's upon all that believe. Isn't that wonderful? How can a man be just with God? This is a problem as old as time itself. A problem that none but God can solve. And thank God he did. Sin must be punished. It's guilt borne by the sinner or by an acceptable and proper substitute who is able and willing to take the sinner's place. The Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, he died on Calvary's cross, atoned for sin. He put it away by the sacrifice of himself. He was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God through faith in him. Now there is a righteousness that God can clothe the repentant sinner in. A righteousness that Christ purchased and made perfect through the sacrifice of the cross. And this is why a just and a holy God can be just and the justifier of all those that put their faith and trust in him. Let me take you to the place called Calvary. I want you to see the Savior wounded, bleeding, and dying. The one who knew no sin, he's made sin for us. He's holy, Godward. He's harmless, manward. Holy, harmless, undefiled, inward. Holy, harmless, undefiled. Separate from sinners, worldwide. Ah, but listen to it. This evening he's made higher than the heavens, glory-ward. I'm presenting to you a glorious living Savior who is able to save to the uttermost all that will come unto God through faith in his own dear Son. And God can receive you upon that basis which Christ accomplished at the place called Calvary. For at Calvary, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Made sin, he has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and God's righteousness is now declared as the gift for all that will trust in him, so that every believer in this meeting, now I'm talking to believers, for it's only a believer can say this. I'm called. I'm justified. And in the not too distant future, I'll be glorified. Unsaved person, can you say that? How can you if you're without Christ? This is God's pardon I'm talking about. Friend, it's a purchased pardon. It's a plentiful pardon. It's an abundant pardon. It's a righteous pardon. It's a perfect pardon. But I want to get this over to you. It's a divine pardon. This isn't a man-made gospel that we preach. For if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which he received, let him be anathema. Let him be cursed. This is God's gospel. And there's only one gospel. There's only one good news. And the good news is this. That Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures. Christ died. That's the historical fact. Christ died for our sins. That's the substitutional fact. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That's the testimonial fact. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and He was buried. That's the historical fact. Ah, but Christ rose again. That's the fundamental fact. We preach a living Savior. When men speak of the great religious leaders and military people of this world, they speak, and when they speak, they say, who was Napoleon? Who was Charlemagne? Who was this? Who was that? But when they speak of Jesus, they say, who is Jesus? I tell you who Jesus is. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. And He's altogether lovely. And He's able to save because He lives. And He lives in the power of an endless life. This is a divine pardon. Who can forgive sins, friends? I tell you, God only. Only God can forgive sins. You see, God is the creditor. And it is only the creditor that can forgive the debtor and remit the debt. Thank God. God can and does forgive. And He forgives abundantly, and He forgives in a way that is worthy, listen to it, that is worthy of His own divine righteousness and justice. In a way worthy of Himself. He blots out our sins. He casts them behind His back. And as far as the east is from the west, He removes them for us, from us. And He casts them into the depths of the sea. In the deep, silent depths. Far away from the shore where they never will rise to trouble thee more. Where no far-reaching tide with its powerful sweep may stir the dark waves of forgetfulness deep. I have buried them there where no mortal can see. I have cast all thy sins. Where? In the depths of the sea. They're gone. God has buried them in the depths of the sea. And on the basis of the precious shed blood of the Lamb, He says, thy sins and thine iniquities I will remember no more. Friends, I tell you, this pardon is divine. Only God can remember no more. And it takes an act of power to do that. Dear child of God, can you think for a moment of the Savior taking you by the nail-pierced hand and leading you to the throne of heavenly grace and saying, Father, this is one of the sheep. This is one of the children whom thou hast given me. I have kept them in thy name. I have kept them by thy power. And the book of life is open, and there's your name. And then the Lamb's book of life is open, and there's your name. It's in both books. Why? Because God remembers our sins no more. Hallelujah. What a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned He stood, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Believer, don't you just love Him? This pardon, let me say it's a purchased pardon. It's an abundant pardon, it's a righteous pardon, it's a divine pardon. But it's an offered pardon. God's offer of pardon is found in His Word. Be it known unto you that through this man, our blessed Savior, is preached unto you, sir, the forgiveness of sins. Please, I implore you, in the name of Jesus Christ, be reconciled to God. God is offering you now the forgiveness of sin. If sin is to be pardoned, there must be a turning to God in repentance and saving faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and you must accept this pardon. Oh, you can do without accepting the pardon, I know that. You can reject Christ, and our Lord is now rejected, and by the world is owned, by the many still neglected, and by the few enthroned. How often have you heard this gospel, and you went out the doors of the church, and you have rejected Christ and His plea to come and be saved? You can do it. You can reject God's offer of mercy. The story is told, and it's a true story, that away back in 1830, a man by the name of George Wilson in Pennsylvania, America, was sentenced to be hanged by a U.S. court for robbing the mails and for murder. Andrew Jackson at that time was the President of the United States. And he granted him a pardon. George Wilson refused to accept it and insisted that unless he did so, it was not a pardon. Now that was a point never before raised in the law. And the law was silent as to what should be done in this matter. And the case was referred to the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Marshall gave the following decision. A pardon is a paper the value of which depends on its acceptance by the person implicated. It is hardly to be supposed that one under sentence of death would refuse to accept a pardon. But if it is refused, it is no pardon. George Wilson must hang. And so he did. He refused a gracious pardon, and God is a God that delights to pardon, but if you don't accept it, you'll die in your sins, and where Christ is, thither ye cannot come. What will you do with this gospel just now? What will you do? Now is your opportunity. And with this I'm finished. For God's pardon, it's a now pardon. It's a present pardon. Listen to God's voice in His Word, and to the promises, and to the invitations in His Word. Come now. Now. At this moment, where you're sitting on your seat, come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Some years ago, I was invited to preach at anniversary services in a place called Springside, outside the town of Irvine in Scotland. And it happened to fall on an Easter time. And I preached one morning on the resurrection of Christ and why Christ couldn't be holden by death and why death had no claims upon him. That Christ by his own power rose again from the dead and he's a living Saviour. And as I presented Christ as a living Saviour, there was a lady sitting in the meeting and her heart was touched by the message. God had spoken to her. She came to a realization that Jesus Christ is alive and he ever lives in the power of an endless life. On their way out, she stopped with the pastor of the church and she says, "Pastor, Pastor, he's alive." He says, "Marion, I know he's alive. But you don't understand," she says, "he's really living." What had happened? Christ came into the meeting in all his risen power. He revealed himself to that dear lady, and the pastor there and then led her to saving faith in Christ. He can do the same for you, and he can do it now. Don't put this matter off, friend. Leave this meeting rejoicing in God's pardon for Christ's sake. And leave singing, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul." Will you come, just as you are, without one plea? You don't have to speak to me. Just on the seat where you sit, will you lift your heart heavenward and say, "Lord Jesus, save me, a sinner," and he will. The moment you ask him, he'll save you, he'll cleanse you, he'll make you his child. Will you do it? Do it for Christ's sake. Receive God's pardon. God bless you.